This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today on this first Monday of the month. You know what that means. It means it is Monthly Marriage Monday with my husband, Jack Williams. He is here, too. He's going to be with you in just half a second here. We're getting ourselves all organized here in this studio. We have got the lovely Vanessa Sanchez, our producer, with us today, and we've got Tom Price on phones, I do believe, and he'll be taking your calls. I do want to remind you that we've got a toll-free number for you out there at EWTN Radio's call-in number, and that toll-free call-in number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. Be sure to say hello to Tom when you call in. If you would prefer to use EWTN social media to contact us, you certainly can do that. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you for that purpose, and so we invite you to use the chat feature there. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We will be only too thrilled to get it collected and put up on the board, and we'll be able to address whatever it is that's on your mind today. Pedro Quiles is there collecting and retrieving all of the messages that you leave. Another way that you can reach us is by texting us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then put in your question or comment. Your insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, we'll get it collected up on the board. Do know that message rates and data rates may apply. Oh, and be sure to tell us who you are, where you are, and how it is that you are listening. All kinds of good things going on, but, you know, I got a good thing going on right in the studio here. My husband's with me. Hi, Jack.
Woohoo!
I know. It's so exciting. I'm very well. How are you doing?
You know what? If I were any better, I don't know what I'd do with myself.
I know. I don't know what I'd do with you either.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
On air or off air? I never know, friends. You know,
yes.
Yes, both places. I never really know what we're going to do. You know, I'll say to Jack, like, I don't know, the day before or something. You know, so Monthly Marriage Monday, what are we going to talk about? And he says marriage. And that's about as far as we go. So here we are. So I never know, but he's smiling.
I usually say marriage.
Yeah, he usually does that. Do you know why he does that? We could put that out there for a question. Why does he go marriage instead of marriage? Why? Why? Oh, if you know the answer, do call us and let us know. That'll be great fun to see if anybody knows Tom. Tom is the one who will be collecting your calls. I'm all excited about our little, like, call-in thing. Oh, my goodness sakes. So I do want to remind you about a couple of wonderful things that are coming up at through Women of Grace. I am very excited. I am going to be back in my stomping grounds, my youthful stomping grounds of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we are going to be at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Charleroi, PA, for a wonderful opportunity this weekend. Now, we can still receive you as a guest, so please do come to our Women of Grace one-day Pentecost event taking place at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Charleroi, PA. We are putting this on in conjunction with, in partnership with, Praise Nation. It's going to be beautiful. Father Levi Hartle has been so gracious. We're so excited. Mike Aquilina is going to be joining us.
I bet he's been called Mac once or twice.
Maybe so.
Maybe by a cab driver in New York.
Oh, well, that's a possibility. Or by Johnette on international radio.
Yeah,
could be that too. But anyway, Mike Aquilina is going to be with us, and he and I are going to be sharing the floor together, talking with all of the wonderful people that come. We want for you to come. Please do plan on being with us. It's going to be a beautiful day. Schedule is out there. If it's not out there, it's going to be out there. It's been up there, so I'm sure that it still is. June the 7th, Saturday, June 7th. And I do believe that we begin at 8:30 a.m. We're going to start with the Holy Sacrifice price of the Mass. There's going to be talks throughout the day. We're going to eat. We're going to eat two times. We're going to eat for lunch and dinner. We will also have a Pentecost Vigil Mass, and then we're going to have some time of praise and worship in the evening with Praise Nation. And as I tell you, if you haven't seen Praise Nation, go out to YouTube. Just put in Praise Nation. Their videos will come up, and you will see why this is going to be such a spectacular way to come into the presence of the Lord and open our hearts and our minds and our souls to the Holy Spirit in a new, bright, brilliant way. So that is this Saturday, June the 7th, in Charleroi, PA, St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church, there located in Charleroi. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. That is the theme of this one-day Pentecost event put on jointly between Women of Grace at Praise Nation and St. Andrew the Apostle Church there with Father Levi Hartle. Father Levi Hartle, Jack, and Joseph Jacobs are basically the founders of Praise Nation. And what a wonderful, beautiful, what do I want to call it? Praise and worship team. Many of the songs are written. I think most of the songs are written by Praise Nation. Father Levi himself has a beautiful voice. He's a wonderful vocalist. Other vocalists as well. Just a full panoply of instruments that are used, to make this holy noise unto the Lord. We've got all kinds of acoustical benefits there, as well as I know that we've got some reed instruments there as well, maybe some percussion.
Well, that's a good thing, because there's nothing worse in my book than a half full panoply.
I know. Have you ever seen a half full panoply?
I shudder at the thought of it.
It looks like half a platypus. Oh, dear.
Longitudinally or latitudinally?
Well, it just depends upon which way it's walking.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, there you have it, friends. We're off to a start. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. You know what? That's toll-free for you in North America. But if you're outside of North America, you could call in, too. Country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985.
Mass is at 8:30, by the way.
Oh, is it? Thank you so much for checking
on
that for me. Is it? Do you have the schedule up there?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you want to share it with everybody?
Well, it's...
No, I just spoke...
Probably more than most people are bargaining
so
for.
So Thea Parsons is our director of marketing as well as events at Women of Grace.
And our daughter.
And she happens to be our daughter, too. That works out so well. Anyway, I was talking with her this morning before I came in, and she's revised the schedule, so I'm not sure if it's a new one or not.
Well,
so,
then I probably ought to not speak.
Well, you know, she said she was going to get it right up there, but, you know. So Thea, our daughter, has 8 children. Most of them are in school right now, but Samuel's
9 if you count
there.
Her husband, Micah.
Well, that is true, too. Well,
10 then. If you count the Woodle Melchizedek.
Melchizedek the Woodle, yes. Yes, indeed. Well... All of that being
she's
said,
she's responsible for all of them at one time or another.
Yes, she is. Usually many times throughout the course of the day. But I do know that she had an errand to run, so I'm not sure if it's right up there or not yet. But it will be. Oh, my goodness. We've chit-chatted our way through the segment.
We call them segments.
Jack calls them segments. Okay, so the first segment of our program today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Light up our life by lighting up these phone lines, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. One caller in already, and we're going to be going to that caller in just a few moments. Also, you can leave your message for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just feel free to use the chat feature there and do put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and we will be sure to get it retrieved by Pedro. Linda, San Antonio, Texas, you're up first. You are a first-time caller today. Yay!
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. We are delighted to be with you today. It's a monthly marriage Monday. That means my husband, Jack Williams, is in studio with me today. We're here on the campus of EWTN in Irondale, Alabama. Vanessa Sanchez is our producer. We've got Pedro Quiles out there collecting.
She's not married.
Did we want to announce that?
Well, it's just
she's smiling at us. She's monthly, very cute. I just want to say,
it's monthly
really,
marriage Monday, but she's not married.
Oh, so. Well, she's allowed to be here.
Okay, very good.
All right. So all of that being said, we do have Pedro out
this
there.
This was a milestone weekend for Vanessa Sanchez, by the way.
Why was it?
It's her first weekend in Birmingham that it didn't rain.
Oh, geez, Louise. That is, she's smiling and nodding her head up and down. We have been inundated with rain. I mean, it's been crazy. I don't really remember a season. And poor Vanessa in the radio, in the radio department. It's terrible what they do. I think she and Deborah Rice are the only two females. And Vanessa's the only female producer. And she has moved here from Miami, and they said the weather was always great until she got here and she brought rain with her. I mean, imagine moving to a new state, assuming a new position in a new department, and you get blamed for the inclement weather that we have been inundated with for the last, I don't know, since Vanessa came, as a matter of fact.
You know what?
But it's not your fault, Vanessa.
You know what?
I'm
she should have thought about that before she brought the rain with her.
Well, I Miami is a tropical environment, right? And so it does rain. But, you know, the thing about rain in Florida is it rains. Like, I don't know, 15 minutes, it can have a deluge. Then the sun comes out and it dries up all the rain and the itsy-bitsy spider climbs up the spout again. And everybody is quite happy about it. So it's not like here. All of that being said, I do want to let you know that Pedro is out there and he will collect your questions at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use that chat feature. And he'll do that for you and we'll be happy about it. We've got Linda with us.
Let's go.
Wait a second. Before we get to Linda, I just want to say this. This is a beautiful day here at EWTN because on this day, June the 2nd, three friars were ordained priests of the Catholic Church. Our own Father Patrick Mary, 13 years ago, along with Father Leonard Mary, 13 years ago, were ordained in 2012. And Father Matthew, 7 years ago, was ordained in 2018. So congratulations and God bless these holy friars. Thank you for all that you do for all of us at
EWTN. We are so fortunate to have these friars.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh my goodness. It's amazing.
I mean, it really is. And every day,
we stand on their shoulders. And they and Mother Angelica's sisters in Hansville that are continually praying for the success of the network.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to not take it for granted because you don't see it every day, but, you know, it's, what a blessing.
Well, yeah, and just to let everybody know this, Father John Paul Mary is currently the chaplain for our employees, and he is here on campus, but he is also often in Italy. He's often in Washington, D.C. He's gone to Ukraine. He's been to so many places where we have staff. And then we have confession every day at 11:30 here. 11 o'clock here, preceding the noon mass, which is lovely, and just an incredible opportunity. Well, I wanted to make sure that I got that in because I wanted to really thank God for the gift of the vocations of these men.
And you know what?
One
of the blessings to everybody who's involved with EWTN, including our viewers and listeners, is when these men are in formation, and there are a couple now in the pipeline that have entered the order that are going into formation now. But to watch them, it's almost like you're on their vocational journey with them, because you watch them when they're home for the holidays from the seminary and things like that, and when they have their diaconate year, their transitional diaconate year, and you kind of walk just by it, only if even if you only watch Mass on EWTN. You're kind of walking through their journey with them, and you are as anxious as they are for their ordination.
Yeah, and the ordinations are generally televised, aren't they?
Not
anymore.
No,
okay.
Because they're ordained with the rest of the men from the Diocese of Birmingham.
Oh, okay. I just know that when the religious sisters used to get their habit in that, it used to be.
Yeah, well, that's a different
But that's
deal.
Up in Hansville now. Well, anyway, that was a long time ago. I've been here forever. literally been here forever. But I love being here forever. I can't think of any place I would rather spend forever than here except heaven. And this is a little slice of heaven on earth. Let's get to Linda in San Antonio, Texas today. And she is listening to us via GRN, which is Guadalupe Radio Network. And we're delighted to have you with us, Linda. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
I've got an adult son.
Okay.
Who's going to be turning 22 this month.
Okay.
And he's living with us. And, everything was pretty good. He had been a pretty devout Catholic, you know, and we raised him that way. He was an altar boy, and he would seem to, like, evangelize, you know, his quote-unquote friends on social media and so forth. But he's seeing the girl, and he has done a complete about face, and he's not abiding by the rules of the home, simple rules, no sleepovers, and you go to mass, right? And he's got a health issue, and so I think my husband's working out of fear, and my son has said, well, I'm still going to have sleepovers, you know, and I we're kind of in a pickle now.
Who's sleeping over?
I'm sorry?
Who is sleeping over?
My son is sleeping over at his girlfriend's house.
Okay.
He's 22, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, this is an issue that we face at this moment in the history of man, in our culture of the day, that really wasn't faced in past generations, where there, because of relativism and the culture, young people feel as though sexual license is permissible, that they can have sexual relations prior to marriage. But of course, we know what Holy Mother Church teaches, right? We know that this is a grave sin. And I have to say, to condone it is, in a certain sense, a culpability with regard to that sin. So you certainly can't condone it. Now, he's 22. You can no longer mandate to him what it is that he does and what he doesn't do in terms of his life. What you can do is obviously to restrict such behavior in your own home. And, you know, if there's more definitive steps that you want to take in that direction, you can take them in that direction. But it's very important for your son to know that you and your husband are on the same page and that this is unacceptable behavior. I always remind parents that are in these situations with their children of something I reminded myself in my situations with my adult children, and that is that Proverbs tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't say he won't depart, but it says when he is old, he will not depart. 22 isn't old. 22 is young. I think that what the Proverbs is doing is encouraging us to stand firm, to pray for our children, and know that at some point in time, that seed of truth that was planted in them will sprout once again, because the roots are there by the fact of their baptism. So the capacity is there. You know, and I, just to share with you my own personal journey, you know, and I've shared it many, many times. You know, I was born and raised a Catholic, 12 years of parochial education, even flirted with the idea of becoming a religious sister. It was no more than a flirtation, but it crossed my mind more than one time. Went off to Pennsylvania State University and lived a very dissolute life for 2 years. And when I was older, 31 years old, entered into a Catholic church where there was a charismatic prayer meeting going on, I was just knocked over by the Holy Spirit, and nothing has been the same since. So I think that my own testimony is a testimony to Proverbs. But I'm assuming I had praying parents. I don't ever know that my parents said they were praying for me, but I will tell you that I know I had a praying grandmother, because she would tell me she was praying for me, which, you know, I disparaged, but nonetheless, she was praying a rosary a day for me, as she was for my other cousins. There were 13 of us. She prayed 13 rosaries a day, one for each of us, and I'm sure that it was that rosary that tilled the soil of my heart. So I would encourage you, Linda, to pray the rosary for your son, specifically the rosary novena to our Lady Undoer of Knots. It's available online, and the meditations are beautiful, and you can adapt them for your son. Jack, I know you have something to share.
I do. So, Linda, I'm going to, you know, you're in a situation that a lot of people, you know, find themselves in, especially in our culture today. You know, the bad news is that you're in that situation. The good news is he's 22. There are people that have children in their 40s. That are describing the exact same situation that you're describing here. And I'm going to parrot some of the things that you often hear Dr. Ray Guarendi say at 1 o'clock Eastern time here on EWTN on his show, The Doctor Is In. and he will maintain that most parents in America today do not have the courage to do what's best for their children. All right, this is your house. This is the home that you and your husband have established. So I think there are a couple of ground rules. Number one, you make the rules, he doesn't make the rules.
That's right.
And if he doesn't like the rules, then he can find other living arrangements. And I know of one particular situation that I was intimately familiar with where Dr. Ray's advice was adhered, and they invited this person to take up residence somewhere else other than their home. And this person, several years later, had an opportunity, an employment opportunity, or they had worked themselves into a favorable employment situation, and they came back and told the parents. They said, you know, if you had not invited me to go somewhere else other than your home, I think they used the term kick me out. I try to not use that term, but
well, that's
but,
kind of yeah, what it was.
Yeah, and then and this person told the parents that, you know, if you had not done that, I would just think right now, finally, somebody is acknowledging my worth in this situation. But because you did that and put me in that situation, I realize now that I'm getting this opportunity because I am finally doing the things that I need to do that warrant these sorts of situations. So in the short term and in the near term, it's always very difficult, but it doesn't do anybody any good. And the other piece of advice I would give you, Linda, you and your husband have got to stay on the same page, mm-hmm. and you have got to be divided. You've got to be united. Do not let this drive a wedge of any kind between you and your husband. And I think that's the best way forward to get the outcome you're looking for.
Yeah. And also, Linda, too, I understand your husband's concern about your son's health. You know, and I don't know what your son's medical condition is, but apparently it's something that is enough to be of concern. And the fact is, however, all the more reason that you should strive to help this young man live a virtuous life, even taking the very hard positions, as Jack has mentioned. You know, illness does not give us a pass towards sin, you know, and we just, you know, as parents, we can't condone it. You know, we just can't condone it. So that's what
yeah,
I would say.
And one other thing I would say, Linda, and this is going to seem a little contrary to what I just offered, but it really isn't in the long run, is that, you know, Father Wade Menezes often says you cannot be your child's savior, but you can be your child's evangelizer. And at 22 years old, this is a grown man, and I think if you choose for a period of time to let him be in your house and maybe give him an opportunity to work things out, but one of the things I think you cannot do with a 22-year-old is you can't make that 22-year-old go to Mass.
No, you can't.
That's a mistake.
No, you can't. You can't force that. You can only be a witness at that point in time. And an encourager, but not a pest. In the midst of all of this, one other thing, Lyndon, I know that we've really, I want to give you an opportunity to respond, but in the midst of this, I think it's really important to strive to keep the lines of communication open. And so the way in which you approach and diplomatically talk with him is very important. And I would say, in reference to what Jack is just saying, you know, about the tough stance that Dr. Ray always recommends, which, as we have said, you know, we have been privy to seeing fruit in a person's life. When we do that, we have to do it in a reasoned tone of voice. And I would suggest something like this. I don't know what your son's name is. I'm going to name him Charlie. Say, you know, Charlie, you know, your dad and I love you. And you and your husband are sitting there. And maybe your husband leads a conversation. I don't know. But, you know, your dad and I love you so very, very much. And that's why it is that we want the very best for you. And so, of course, you understand that because of our faith, we could never tolerate permitting you to have your girlfriend spend the night with you in our home. We would encourage you not to live that lifestyle, but we will not stand by and say nothing. So you understand that as your parents wanting the best for you, if in fact you make this decision, then you're going to have to make other arrangements to live somewhere else because we can't condone it. But I would say it in a level tone, all the while being very affirming of your love for him and why it is that you're doing this, if in fact you make that decision. But, you know, it's not an easy call. I am not saying it's an easy call. Yeah. Lord knows, I am not saying that.
Is this helpful to you at all, Linda?
Yes, but therein lies the pickle. He's staying at her place, not vice versa.
Right.
And the thing is that my husband and I are not on the same boat. I think he's trying to make excuses for our son by saying, because at first when it was happening, it was like, you don't want him driving at night while he's tired back home, right? Because that's how it started. Mm-hmm. But that was just the toe open, you know, the toe in the door. And then now it's just like willy-nilly, he's just staying over, right? You know, and
Have you asked your son the hard question? Have you asked him, are you having sexual relations with her? I mean, have you just come out and asked him point blank? Because maybe he's not.
Be clear. And at first there was some denial, but then now the implication is just from text that it's pretty clear, and he's, you know, announced that he's not Catholic anymore. And I've made it clear that, well, you've been baptized Catholic, you're going to always be Catholic. You can be a non-practicing Catholic. But so that's the problem, is that my husband and I are not showing a united front. And that's the pickle I'm in. And that's kind of why I was reaching out to y'all, because I don't know where to go from here.
Okay. Well, stay with us. We'll be back to you on the other side of the break. You hear that music. We've got to go to this break. It's a hard break, so we can't waffle on it. And we do invite you, friends, to give us a call. Maybe you've been in a similar situation as Linda has. Maybe you have some good advice and counsel for her. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can contact us today. Or send us a message via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. We'll get it up on the board and we'll address it. We're coming right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. We're Johnette Benkovic. Williams, my goodness, I haven't slipped like that in so long. And I'm sitting
And on Monthly Marriage Monday,
I know,
of all
with
days.
My husband, Jack Williams, sitting right beside me. Oh, well, oh well. That is my middle name. Johnette Benkovic Williams here. With Jack Leonard Williams here. And we've got Linda on the phone, and she is in the midst of a dilemma, and it's a difficult one, and it's a heartbreaking dilemma. If you were with us in the first half, you would have heard her story. She was telling us about her son, 22 years old, lovely young man, has been very devout and fervent in his faith for many, many years, met a young girl, and unfortunately, he has disavowed his faith at the present moment, still living at home, but spending evenings with her and not coming home. And the parents are fairly certain of what's going on there. She's asking for advice. And I guess the most difficult thing for Linda, aside from the broken heart that she has with regard to her son, is the fact that she and her husband are not on the same page. Jack has his finger in the air, which tells me he has a comment for Linda. So we're going to let Jack speak to
Linda
you.
Oh, Linda has dropped off
the line,
maybe
she's still listening, though.
She's probably, yeah, let's hope she's still
listening. Yeah, go ahead, honey.
So I'm just going to give you Linda, I would have liked to have asked you if your husband was a fairly devout Catholic other than this particular situation. That would have been good to know. But anyway, I'm just going to share a little situation that it's not the exact same subject matter as you're talking about, but I think it illustrates a principle that could be helpful to you. We were at a time, my late wife Susie and I were in a moment when I was feeling like the Holy Spirit was inspiring me to start giving a little bit more financially to our parish than we were currently giving. And it was going to be a little bit of a stretch for us to do this, and she was not on board with that at all. So I expressed this desire and what I felt like I had been praying about, and she wasn't in a position where she was comfortable doing that. So I let it lie at that moment. And then she was traveling for work and was in a hotel one night, you know, several weeks later, and saw some evangelical minister giving some sort of a treatise on giving on television late at night when she had gotten home one night. And somehow the Holy Spirit used this message to speak to her heart. You know, she came home. She said, you know what? I've completely flip-flopped on this issue, and I think that we definitely need to do what you're doing. And this was back during the market correction that we experienced, you know, better than a decade ago now. And her business was tough. She had not seen a bonus and couldn't even remember the last time, really. And made that decision, started to implement that decision, and then at the end of that quarter, she got the first bonus that she had gotten. Now, I'm not saying that God repays dollar for dollar, and I'm not saying that it was a direct result of what we're doing, but it is pretty uniquely coincidental that that would happen at that particular time. My point is, you can't drag your husband to where you want him to be, but you certainly can suggest to your husband where you think he ought to be and make sure he understands where you are.
Right. And why? Give
and then good pray, reason. And then pray to the Holy Spirit that He coalesces the two of you to be able to maybe in the not too distant future be able to provide a united front.
Yeah. Well, Linda, we thank you for your call. And what I will tell you that I will do for you, honey, is I will tuck you into my rosary and be praying for the situation, because we know how difficult this can be. Thank you so very much. We want to go to Jennifer. She is in Erie, Pennsylvania today. She is listening to us via the EWTN app, and I am very excited about what Jennifer is going to share with us. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
I think you're a movie buff, Jennifer.
Big time. I'm always looking up things on Wikipedia while I'm watching a movie. I've seen it a gazillion times. So, and I love The Princess Bride.
And that is the answer to where marriage comes from, is Princess Bride.
Marriage. Oh, I love it. It's a great movie.
It's a fascinating movie on so many fronts. And I think Billy Crystal, right? He plays so many of the different characters in it.
Well, Billy Crystal ad-libbed the whole thing. Whole scene was Billy Crystal.
Really?
Yes, and I didn't know this. I was reading up on the history of it. And Rob Reiner said, you have carte blanche. Just ad-lib the whole thing. It took them 10 hours to film that scene.
Oh, my gracious sakes.
People start cracking up. Yeah,
I can imagine. I mean, you have to hear it a lot of times before you become numb enough to not laugh, because I laugh every time I see the movie. We don't watch it all that often, but we've watched it a couple of times. I remember when it came out in the movie, and oh my gee, it was so funny.
I think I might know what I'm doing tonight, Jennifer.
Yeah, we've been on a bit of a movie kick lately. We enjoy doing that. You know, good movies, you know, we look at the rating a little bit. Anyway.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a blessed day.
Thanks,
you too. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Patty. She is in North Dakota today, listening to us via Real Presence Radio. Good morning to you, Patty.
Why, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. I find this topic very interesting. I think it was Linda that brought it up about her adult 22-year-old son.
Yes.
Having sleepovers. And I have a large family, adult children, who haven't always waited for marriage. Some were very committed to that. I have one in the seminary right now, but not all. And so we always, you know, no sleepovers at the house, no matter how, even if you're living with somebody and you come and visit, they had to sleep in different rooms. However, I just want to bring up two complicated situations. One is, in the life of Saint Monica, he has a problem of St. Augustine having, I don't know what they called it at that time. They weren't married, but he had a partner. They had a child together, and they were living with St. Monica. And she was troubled about what she should do about that situation, and she prayed about it. And in a dream, she felt that they were going to be on the same page. Anyways, long story short, she decided she was always evangelizing, and she wanted to be there with her grandson. So they did live under the same roof, even they weren't married. The other situation, even though we've had a very firm rule, it gets more complicated. I mean, and so far, all of our kids have been married in the church. However, a couple lived together before they got married, and like I said, they had to sleep in separate rooms. But then when they had a child and you're having a family reunion and you have a large family and you can't afford hotel rooms, you know, in the interest, everybody knew how we felt. There were no questions. Everybody knew we wanted them to get married in the church, and they all did. But it's a little more complicated, for instance, if you have a child out of state and you can't afford hotel rooms on either side and you want them to come visit and you don't have room for, you know, you don't have room for everybody to have different rooms. So what I'm saying is that it's not always that easy to say, okay, you need to move out, because sometimes they're coming for a visit and they have children and you want to see your grandchildren. And my feeling is, following the example of St. Monica, of your children being very, very clear on where you stand, storming heaven for them. But you have to balance and weigh what's possible and what's not possible in order to maintain a relationship with them and your grandchildren.
Yeah, children change the entire equation. You know, it's a whole different discussion than the one we had with Linda, if you're going to insert children into the mix.
Wanted to bring that up because sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, and I really don't know. I would have to think about that. And I'm very well aware of the fact that Augustine was living with, I think they called them a concubine at the point in time, and he had a child by her. I do know that the child was at St. Monica's house. I've never read that they were actually living in her house. I didn't know that. So I probably would want to check that. But that being said, you know, when there are children involved, it just makes it more complicated. And this is the problem, Patty. I mean, and I say this to everybody, you know, this is where sin complicates life. I mean, sin fouls up the works. It just fouls up the works the whole way around. It's a disintegration of the human person. And then that disintegration that's taken place, on a moral and metaphysical level, just bleeds into the entirety of the extended family and everybody that they come in contact. Because now somehow we're supposed to accommodate this. You know, there's no consideration on the part of those individuals that are living a dissolute life as to, how this is going to affect others. They expect everybody to just adjust to what it is that they want to live without thinking about the consequences down the line. So, you know, I would probably want to talk this over with my spiritual director and a priest that I know very well and see what he recommends. I mean, obviously you want to keep the lines of communication open and you feel really bad for the children that their parents are not married, but does that still justify, an acceptance of this? And I just don't know. I mean, it's above my pay grade to figure out culpability there, but
listen, I'll tell you, there's
and
never
it's not fair for adult children that are living in that way to hoist that upon parents. You know, it's just an unjust thing.
Yeah, you know, it is, and listen, I'm not acknowledging that it's not a difficult situation, and there are things that I have waxed poetically on over the years that I have later been found in that situation and have not performed any better than the advice I gave against previous. When you find yourself in that situation,
yeah, it's harder.
It's a whole different kettle of fish.
It's much harder.
And listen, I'll share an example, from John Ed and I's courtship that you know, the overarching principle here is I would tell you that it regardless of how difficult it seems, if you do what you feel like the Lord is calling you to do, it's never a mistake.
That's right.
And one of the first things we did when we started our courtship was we asked Father Wade Menezes if he would be the spiritual director of our courtship.
Right.
Essentially, that we would subject ourselves to his advice. One of the first pieces of advice that he gave us is spend absolutely as much time as you possibly can with one another. Just to really start to see if you think that this is something that the Lord is really calling you to, and if this is something that's going to stand, you know, the test of time spiritually as well as materially. And so we were not living in the same place.
No.
You know, we were living, she in Tampa, I here in Birmingham. And so, you know, the courtship was getting expensive, quite frankly. And so we had approached Father Wade because Johnette's home at the time that she and Anthony had for many years was a sort of what I would call a sprawling ranch. So not a massive house, but spread out. And there was a big, almost like a courtyard area between one side of the house and the other side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And no one lived in the other side of the house. And
no.
So we asked Father Wade we said, Father, when I visit, you know, I can stay over in the other side of the house and I'm completely isolated, you know, and this is like getting really expensive. And Father Wade told us, he said, I wouldn't do it. He said, I would not stay there. If you can't afford whatever it takes to do this, then maybe you can't afford this relationship, is what he said to us. And it's sound advice, and I don't think, no matter how difficult it is in the moment, that heeding sound advice always works out in the long run.
Yeah, it does. There's no question about it. You know, and it's difficult. You know, it's very, very hard. But who knows, you know, who knows if, in fact, that, you know, remaining firm in that situation doesn't ultimately help this couple get married, you know, because their insistence on living that lifestyle is really the deprivation for the children the whole way across, not just for family events, but it's a deprivation to those children because they do not have what they rightfully should have, and that is parents who are married. That's a right that children have. You know,
Patty, it sounds like
in that situation.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on pretty solid footing in this regard, Patty. But my advice to other parents also is don't feel like you've failed your children because they make bad choices as a parent. That is often the furthest thing from the truth. You know, it's you know, children are going to make listen. The culture has such a pull on our children in this day and time, and it makes it all the more important that we display the alternative.
That's right.
Very important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your call today, and thank you so very, very much for your witness. We really appreciate it. And so, Jack, I'm going to ask you, because something's happened to my computer now, and I'm not seeing my call. So
that's okay. I've got it all
right
here.
I thought you
did.
Okay, you go ahead.
Yeah, it's very good. So, well, look at this. We're right up against the end of the hour here. We have some things we need to tell people about.
Okay, you go ahead and tell them.
Coming up next, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, so make sure you stay tuned for that on many of these EWTN stations. And also tonight and every night, Monday through Friday, Catholic Answers Live, 6 o'clock Eastern time right here on EWTN Radio. Cy Keller takes your calls and talks with some of the leading apologists and theologians in the church today. EWTN is the exclusive radio home for Catholic Answers Live. And some congratulations going out. These things always make me feel old. Two great EWTN partners, both celebrating 10 years as EWTN affiliates, WLHF, serving Champaign, Illinois, and parts of Tennessee as well. They've got a station.
I thought you were just going to say serving Champaign. I was going to say when and where.
No, Champaign,
no?
Illinois.
Okay.
And KFSS, in my hometown of Joplin, Missouri, started by a Catholic deacon there, and still going strong. So congratulations to Peggy Price at Holy Family Radio in Illinois and Steve Duncan at St. Peter the Apostle Parish in Joplin, Missouri, from your friends here at EWTN.
That's wonderful.
Well, I'm so grateful for the calls and all the interaction with the people, but there was something I had kind of thought we might talk about, and now we've got just a couple minutes left here at the end of the show. But I was going to talk about the difference between men and women, and how recognizing and acknowledging those differences will help us navigate through a lot of these problems that we have people expressing today. And the example of the difference between men and women that I was going to use is in our house.
Oh, well, here we go.
We got a new closet.
We did. We got a new closet. It's wonderful.
It is. It's wonderful.
What a daily life-changing experience.
Yeah, our closet was, it's kind of an afterthought almost, I think, when they were building it. And so it's a really odd-shaped situation.
Not very large.
Yeah, not very large, and it was really difficult to kind of work with. So we finally bit the bullet and decided to have that made a little more efficient. But in order to do that... you have to take everything out of your closet. So I took everything out, all of my stuff, I took everything out of the closet in about 20 minutes and put everything back in the closet when they were finished in about 35 or 40 minutes. Now, Johnette has acquired some clothing over the years.
Well, and
to the
may
point
I just
that
say
one
that
of the things that really prompted the closet being redone is that Johnette's clothing exceeded the weight limits of the shelving that it was hanging on in the closet. Fair?
Well, again, you know, that's the overflow closet upstairs.
No, it originally in our closet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was when we first moved in. Yeah. Well, and you know, just a disclaimer here, I do television, and I have to have a different outfit every day. Now, it doesn't mean that I can't repeat those outfits. I do. Some of which are like, you know, 10 years old, but I buy classic style so they don't go out of fashion. All of that being said, that, you know, nonetheless, I probably need that the average woman doesn't need because of the position that our Lord has put me in.
And I will stipulate to that, counselor. Absolutely.
But of course you will.
It's safe to say it did not take you 25 minutes your stuff out of the closet.
No. It took me like...
What did you tell the workmen when they showed up to do the work?
I said, our house looks like it upchucked clothing. I said... it is everywhere. And they said, that's all right, ma'am. We see far worse than this. I said, but you haven't been upstairs. And it's a mess. But then I decided I was going to prune, right?
Yeah.
So I've been pruning.
Yes.
So, you know, this has been over days of pruning. And I am, and I told my daughter when I was leaving the house today, I said, I think I am 30 minutes away from finally being finished.
Yeah. Well, and here's the deal. The point I wanted to make was that
women have more clothing than men.
Well, that's generally true. But like in our situation,
yes.
The time it took us to affect these changes,
yes.
was perfectly appropriate to our needs in the closet because of what our life requires of us.
Yes.
So, it would have been very easy.
Yes.
For someone in my position,
yes.
to get a little bit indignant about, you know, wading through clothes in every part of the house.
Yes.
But
you didn't
that's
do that.
Just what it takes.
Yeah, but you were not indignant. You never
no,
once
that's
mentioned
just,
it.
That's
true.
That's the requirement.
The only
to make
one
this
who
happen.
Was indignant was the dog because she had no place to sit. She was not, Maggie May was not happy. And you all know Maggie May because she shows up from time to time on live
Maggie
radio.
Maggie does not hide her emotions.
She does not. She does not. She was very disgruntled and she let the world know about it. But Jack was
but
not.
But be patient with one another.
There. Oh,
we're
I
different.
Love, thank you,
we're
Jack.
We're not the
God,
same.
Thank you.
We're
That's
not
right.
the same.
No, we're not.
And it would be really boring if we were.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what is fun and never boring, being with all of you. So we invite you to join us Monday through Friday, right here on Women of Grace Live at this same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and faith. I do want you to go onto our website, womenofgrace.com, and check out all of our upcoming events. We do have our annual retreat at Malvern Retreat House outside of Philadelphia coming up soon. We've added a speaker, and I am so excited about the speaker that we have added. Her name is Patricia Sandoval. Many of you know Patricia Sandoval. She is absolutely wonderful. She does Informe Pro Vida right here on EWTN on our Spanish channel. She's got an amazing story of hope and healing that she's going to share with us. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. Until next time, God bless you. Bye.